Welcome to Directions on the News for January 16th, 2007. Today's podcast is brought to you by the Location Intelligence Conference, and a reminder that abstracts for presentations are due this Friday, January the 19th. I hope you'll join us in San Francisco, April 16th to the 18th. Today, we'll quickly look at news from ESRI, RICO, Trimble, court date for MAP GPS acquisition, new data on the market, and further use of the term location intelligence. In our discussion segment, we'll explore the iPhone, why we seem to be getting more interest in capital investment, as well as the latest tools to create 3D models for GIS and visualization. Adina?
I was lucky enough to be at the ESRI Federal User Group meeting this week, where I saw some new technology referred to as ArcGIS for AutoCAD. It's apparently very early in the cycle, but what it is some enhancements that allow AutoCAD to be a client to ArcGIS server. And what that meant in the demonstration that I saw was basically bringing a bitmap image into AutoCAD on top of which one could edit or create new vectors in AutoCAD. The other new technology I saw there was from RICO, its new GPS-ready digital camera. It's a ruggedized unit. It's got GPS accuracy between 2 and 5 meters on board, or you can connect it up to an external GPS with higher accuracy. Pretty impressive, and the goal is to output shape files and KML files that are ready to put right on the map. And finally, a heads up that on February 2nd, MAPS and a number of other organizations will be going to court. They brought some complaints forward alleging that the Federal Acquisition Regulation Council, that's referred to as FAR, hasn't done its duty to ensure that mapping and surveying contracts follow the Brooks Act. If you've got some input on that topic, if you feel it's going to have some impact on our industry, we'd like to hear from you. Please contact us at editors@directionsmag.com. Joe?
Yeah, so this week we heard that Trimble and Networks in Motion collaborated on what they call an onboard, offboard system. Well, in my mind, I got to see this one to believe it. We had a ton of press releases related to data. There was coverage released for Bulgaria by AND Mapping. We had Lead Dog offer their new maps for Taiwan. Environics Analytics announced some new data for demographic projections and updates. And Navtech, again, had their usual slew of bundled POI information for something they called Discover Cities. The MTI Spatial, kind of jumping on the bandwagon here, says they're in kind of a transition mode, and they're using the term location intelligence to announce new services.
I do want to mention one other acquisition that actually was announced on Monday, and that's from a company called CSR, which acquired NordNav Technologies and Cambridge Positioning Systems. The two companies that are acquired are actually GPS companies. CSR is known as a Bluetooth chip maker. And the important thing about this acquisition is that CSR now claims that it's going to wrap its arms around these new technologies and put out a GPS chip for less than a dollar over time. The current price of a GPS chip is between $5 and $10, so that could significantly change the marketplace.
Okay, now we'll transition to a part of our podcast where we delve into a little bit more detail. First one I want to touch on is Apple's introduction of the iPhone. So I listened to the introduction by Steve Jobs, CEO of Apple, and there was nothing that I saw that had a location determination capability. So I blogged this, and we got several people commenting. Some said this is a real oversight. Some may have commented that Jobs is a kind of a geographically challenged CEO. But another person said that, you know, maybe Apple's got it right. Maybe they're just acknowledging the fact that there just aren't people willing to pay for location technology.
I thought that was very interesting, especially in the context of another set of announcements that came out of CES about a new device that will have location capabilities. And that's a new device from a company called Raincom. They make the iRiver MP3 devices, and they've just signed a deal with Skyhook to use its Loki toolkit for location awareness that's built on Wi-Fi hotspots. That's how it figures out where it is. The announcement says that it's the first commercially available media player with location awareness. And I confess to being a bit skeptical about the demand for that, but a representative from Skyhook did contact us and say that iRiver put in the positioning system because of customer demand and the business case. He says that the device is specifically targeting the hip urban youth who want maps and location information but who live and play indoors and in cities where GPS doesn't work well. Now, you have to tie one more announcement into that, and that's that the location application for this new W10 device is Navtech's Discover Cities, which we mentioned earlier. That product is a mobile search guide that allows you to locate things like banks and ATMs and transit stops. And NavTech says that that's really aimed at pedestrians and tourists. It did not, in fact, bring up the hip urban youth market. So I think we're getting some mixed signals about whether location is important and what kind of services need to be provided.
There may be some differing market research that's out there that these two companies are using. I want to mention that yet again I get a call from a capital investment firm. To me, it's another data point where there is a lot of interest in location technology. These capital management firms kind of contact us every once in a while, but to me it's another indication that there's money pouring into some startups or existing companies looking to go public.
Right. The other thing that happened this week were two announcements related to 3D location knowledgeable models. One came from Multivision USA. That's a company that provides oblique imagery that they shoot for you and then deliver, so you can see your city from many different angles. There are other companies in the market that do that. The toolbox included tools where you could literally trace on the images, do a little bit of locating, hit a button, and get a 3D model complete with appropriate facades created in real time. And that model had location smart, so if you dropped it into your GIS, it would know where to locate itself. Another set of tools with sort of similar capabilities were announced from Google in its new version of SketchUp Pro. That's not the free version, that's the one you have to pay for. This will be SketchUp Pro 6. And it's very interesting because these are the kinds of things that people have talked about for a long time. We want to be able to visualize our city. And until now, to do that, you'd use things like laser scanning, which can be very expensive, or you'd use some very high-end models. It would take an awfully long time. And with these two tools, somebody with minimal sort of training, I'm even thinking of, you know, high school folk, could be building up your city or a part of your city in a very, very short time.
Yeah, I think this is an interesting development. It's another continual evolution of the use of 3D technology, and I think more cities are going to want to get into that, although you have to step back and say how many cities are now just getting into GIS. Well, thanks for joining us for Directions on the News for Tuesday, January 16th. I may not be with you next week. I'll be in India at the MapWorld Forum Conference, and we'll hope to join you either through podcasts or blog reports.
Thanks for joining us, and be sure to tell a friend.